Today's program has been brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips. Made with a secret recipe and superior ingredients, their mission is to make an outstanding product in a safe and clean environment. For more information, visit www.rt11.com.
In the small town of Guasimo, Costa Rica, a group of women had come together in an unair-conditioned room. Most of them had at least one child that clung to their hips. They fanned themselves and their babies. Cell phones rang and one of the babies started to cry. Sweat ran down their faces. These women are part of a micro-lending group founded by Whole Planet Foundation, a nonprofit organization established by Whole Foods Market that provides grants to microfinance institutions in Latin America, Africa, and Asia, who in turn provide microloans to women in order to support them in small business ventures. They had come together to pay back any loans that were due and discuss their individual entrepreneurial projects. Several of the women had started selling chickens. One of them had begun making and selling lingerie. The elected head of the group, a savvy and impassioned woman named Marsha, was doing well with her cake business. I was able to attend a meeting with the women in Guasimo, along with several representatives from Whole Foods Market and Evan Lambert, the Latin American Field Program Manager for the Whole Planet Foundation. In the following clip, you'll hear Evan translating for the women as they explain their business ventures.
So she just mentioned that she works in poultry. She raises chickens and does the butchering and the selling of the meat. She also does a little bit of clothing sales. And she mentioned that her business has gone really well, and this has really helped her family's income.
I asked the women to explain how they market their businesses, and again, Evan translated.
So she lives in the center of town of Rio Jimenez. We're in Rio Jimenez, the little center town square, if you even noticed, that we drove through last. And she said she lives right there and she sells to her neighbors. So she sells chickens from her home. And this is a very important component of their businesses. And generally, they are home-based businesses. As I mentioned before, in most cases, the families depend on the man's income, right? He's the one who's working in the fields or as an agricultural guy or whatever. She's at home, still with the same responsibilities as before, but now she's able to also run her business, right? And adding to those family needs, exactly.
The trajectory of money used for the loan starts with U.S. consumers. Whole Foods Market donates 5% of their profits directly to the Whole Planet Foundation. Meaning when you make a purchase at Whole Foods, your money travels beyond your groceries and affects the lives of women who are empowered by the loans they receive in low-income communities around the world. Learn more about the Whole Planet Foundation and the women who are directly impacted by Whole Foods shoppers at www.wholeplanetfoundation.org. I'm Sarah Kamen for heritageradionetwork.org.
The song used in this piece is Quicken by Dane Chadwick. HeritageRadioNetwork.org is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Learn more on our website or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, iTunes, and Stitcher for more. Thanks for listening.